sympathy. Her very slight hand gesture and sympathetic expression took in so much. She and her aunt had been given the Bunsen's background as well. The reason there was finally a possible cure for the torch was thanks to them, in a roundabout way. Brady and his siblings had been kidnapped and experimented on for years by Dr. John Montgomery, an insane genius working for a group known only as the Company. A couple months ago, the Bunsens had been rescued, but it was too late. They'd gone into the lab as humans and had come out as weird shifter hybrids. Shifters could mate with shifters outside their animal group, but their children were always either one animal or the other. Mating with humans meant possibly having human children. It turned out that the Bunsens had three shifters in their ancestry, turtle, rabbit, and bear. Smaller shifters were dying out to diseases which didn't affect larger shifters. Some theorized the smaller shifters' insular nature and lack of interbreeding with other species had caused them to be more vulnerable to disease than the larger shifters, who tended to mix with other species and with humans quite a bit more. Smaller shifters were dying out to diseases which didn't affect larger shifters. Some theorized the smaller shifters' insular nature and lack of interbreeding with other species had caused them to be more vulnerable to disease than the larger shifters, who tended to mix with other species and with humans quite a bit more. Dr. Montgomery had apparently lost his mate, a fox shifter, and their kits to disease.